Yeah, can't see moving.
Are you sure it's not moving?
March 9th, Thursday, at Latina, the home of Oscar Nicktoons Sr.
9th.
Tape?
Cora.
How many kids did you have?
We had 10.
Do you remember what their names were?
All 8 of them is alive, you know.
Yeah.
Just 2 died. One is Clara. The other one is Freddy.
Freddy? Those are the 2 that died?
That's one of the twins. That's how she died.
Oh, twins?
Yeah.
Who's the twin?
Just one born, one was dead inside.
Which one was the twin? The 2 twins?
They were the youngest, yeah.
Oh, those 2.
Freddy, that's the one, was alive for 5 months.
Okay.
That's all. Then the year we lost a big girl about 12 years old, Clara. Ever since we learned how to take care of each other, how better. So I got 8 kids left right now.
What are their names?
Elma.
Elma.
Wallace. Ann. Bertha. Kitty. Betty. Oscar. Stella. I put last name on them left a lot.
Want to do the last names now?
Elma, it's Sam.
Okay.
Wallace is Nicktoon. And Edward. Bertha Moses. Kitty David. Betty Felico. Oscar Nicktoon, Stella Hamilton,
okay. Do you know any of their kids' names? How about your grandkids?
Oh, their names? Yeah, I should know, but when I see them, that's all I've called.
That's okay.
Yeah.
How about your parents? What were their names?
Huh?
What were your parents' names, your mom and dad?
Oh. My father's name is Peter Nicktoon. Mother is Tickitjaw. No English name.
Do you know how you spell it?
Tickitjaw. Spell it the way you can.
Okay.
Just like Bob. Short.
Take it,
Joe. It's long.
Maybe we should write the long spelling. You want to write that first? The long spelling?
Take it, Joe. You can write it then. Pronounce it. Let me hear it.
Take it,
Joe? Yeah, just close enough.
Take it, Joe?
No English name. Just by the sound they spell it, that time and stick.
Yeah, we can find it. And they came from over Kobuk?
Yeah. Peter from Guyana. Mom from head of Kobuk. What they call Shinnok now, I think. Between there someplace. Shinnok?
Shinnok.
That's a little below. Kobuk.
Shinnok,
yeah.
How about Cora? Where did her parents come from?
From Kobuk, too. Both of them from head of Kobuk, too. From near the same place where Mama is. Because Tinuk is Mother's small sister. Different mothers, that's all.
were her parents' names?
Tuvok.
Tuvok?
T-O-V-U-K. Tinuk.
T-I-N.
T-U, I think.
Tinuk?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the mother?
Tinuk.
Tinuk is mother?
Tuvok is man. There's two, never get English name. Only they call him Old Tuvok, you know.
Oh yeah, I've seen pictures of him. Let's see, Betty lives in Manly, no?
Betty, yeah.
Where do the rest of them live? Alma?
What?
Alma lives over here?
She's right next over here. And Anna's right down here, second house.
And Wallace?
She's a belt.
Bettles? Bertha is over there.
Huh? Yeah. Elakagat.
And Kitty's over there?
Elakagat.
And Oscar?
He's right next door to
you. Oh, you're getting close, huh? And Stella?
She's in Tana.
Tana.
They're running cruise. Gregory's store over there. Flying service, you know.
They bought him off?
No, not yet.
Oh. I heard that maybe the Native Corporation is going to buy him off. Is Alma the oldest one?
Yeah.
And Stella's the youngest?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Boy, that's a lot of information right there, isn't it? What year was it you got married?
1924.
Oh, 1924. Do you remember the year that you came
from? No.
Those kids were born?
Alma? Yeah. 1924. Wallace, 26. And 28. Brother, 30. Clara, the dead one, 32. Kitty, 33, 11 months apart. Betty, 35. Doc, 38. Oscar Jr.
Oh, Oscar Jr.
They call him a Doc. I think he's come on him.
My
dog? A dog. They hardly call him Oscar.
How would you spell a dog?
Start with A, I guess. It's D-O-D. A dog.
Do you call him Junior too?
English. Stella. 40.
You surprise us, you add one more, a talk, and you can't find it there.
I forget that. Because I can read his true name, and I forgot he didn't write it.
How about Freddy?
Huh?
Freddy?
42. That's when my wife died.
She died then?
childbirth. One of the twins never born was dead.
What happened then?
We had to bury her.
Did that happen here?
Yeah. But our house was way down there. I moved way up here. It caved too much. This bank was way out there years ago.
The bank is moving this way.
It quit cutting now, though. How many years? Same amount.
What time of year was that when she was going to give birth?
To what?
When she was going to have this
kid. October.
Is it October?
October 10th, is right. 42.
Oh, that's a hard time. Do you feel like telling us anything about that? About what happened that time? That seems like that's a pretty important thing.
She was going to go to Tanna, you know, but Wayne's just bring mail once a month. Didn't snowstorm in October. Didn't bring him the time we look for him, you know. When we were burying her, that's all that came. The plane. Doctors would save her. We had doctors then at Tanna.
There's no doctors here? No nurse?
We have nurse, Miss Hill. Amelia Hill. She couldn't help.
Did you know?
Yeah, see? She don't even think to tear the child up, you know. She thought that alive. She was dead. She should know, I think. Because other nurses tell me they would tear them up. That's what nurses train for, she said. When the child is dead, no doctor. They can tear it up and pull it out. It's not murder because it's dead already. Try to save mother. So I thought I believed that last one.
Were there a lot of people around then?
Like, yeah, there was Sakpik. She's dead now. My parents was little way. Cora's mother. Parents always come when we're going to have a new child.
So they were all there in the cabin too? Your parents and Cora's mom?
Yeah, they were here.
Trying to help out?
Well, sitting down. They should know too, but pretty soon they find out that it's not moving. Go ahead, doctor.
Let's see. So, was it during the day or was it at night?
Night.
Nighttime.
Yeah.
Nighttime.
She labored all day.
And there's a storm going on?
Started from night before, you know. Then it's night again. I don't know what time it's for dark anyway. October is short days.
There was a storm going through, wind blowing. There's a bad storm?
Storm? Yeah, that's what held the plane back. Snowstorm. We had about 2 feet when it finally come. No feel they land in this beach course here. We had no feel. But when they land any time, any place, that is Noel and his brothers. I think it was one of his pilots, I don't know which one, that came because I couldn't go across. We were up at the funeral, up the hill when it came. Miss Hill postmaster, she can't even go across. Somebody else signed the papers across there.
Did you know that it was going to be a hard birth?
Huh?
Did she know it was going to be hard? It was going to be a difficult birth, harder than the other ones?
Which one you mean?
I mean Cora, did she?
Oh, yeah. She told me. She must have known. Because maybe just one side kicking the whole time.
She knew it was twins?
Hmm?
She knew they were twins? Was there any kind of radio in those days?
No. No kind.
So Ween didn't know that there was somebody had to get out?
No.
Was there any other way people traveled down to Tanana?
Dog team. But it was early in the fall. We don't travel with dogs yet. Slushing. You know what slushing is? Hard boating.
So, is river had slush in it?
Yeah. With that snow, mostly. Sticky.
So after that, you were taking care of the children. Huh? After that, you were taking care of the children.
Yeah.
How old was your oldest child then?
Well, you can figure it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
24.
42 and
24. So that's
16, 18. 18?
Yeah.
Because she's not married yet. After we make potlatch, that's how they get married. She take care of the kids 1 year after their mother died. Help me take care of them. The Nan took over. When Nan get married and Bertha took over. All the way down to just to get married, the next one take over.
So where were you working then?
I didn't work till next year, a couple of years or something. Miss Hill tell me the kids need me more than the money. And another thing, I didn't get no welfare. Never asked for no welfare. Anything happened like that right there, they ask for welfare quick, you know. When one person die, leave wife or something.
So did you trap then? You were trapping and...
Yeah, I could hunt. Do odd jobs here. Welfare to give me all of these. He came. He had store across there. He got barges. I could mend the barges for him, get them ready. But I go out hunt. We have to have meat. Fishing. It's not, when I go to work, I stay out 5-6 months, you know. That's what I did after. We was building that Galena Airfield that time. Small village. Well, I worked, built that other one for Air Force, still above. There's two fields down there. One up in the hill. That one is just for Air Force. Some planes land there, they just get balled out. No fuel, you know.
So, what kind of preparations did you make for the potlatch the next year for Cora?
Oh, we hunt, make things, mostly mitts, for all the workers and relatives, you know. And they take lots of meat, so without sheep hunting for it. We know a thing about this limit, nothing. Kill all I can. That's for people, you know.
How many people came then?
There's lots. Relatives were scattered all over. But lots of her brothers didn't come. Like James Tubok. He's up on Octubok right now. It costs too much to travel when you got no dog team, you know. That's what make him stuck. Planes come once a month and pretty hard to get the airplane.
People come from Copa?
No, I don't think so. Andy Anderson was flying for Wiener from Bells. He took packages up for people that didn't come down. He no charged me nothing. He married the one of my niece too, you know. Hannah. She's over Fairbank right now. They split quite a while ago. People from Houston came up. I can't remember if there's some from Huslia. They have to come by a dog team, that's all. In them days it was easy for us though, yet. But lots of them work, you know, in summer. Second World War. But lots of them don't want to work too. Too much. Too much. Expenses are too much. What you mechanican?
Stucco.
That's Elma Starr.
Hi.
You know, they want to know your kid's name, but I say I can't. I can't call you kid's name. Yeah, they have to ask one of you. You can call their names, their first
We're trying to write all the names of the family, but it's too big. You can't remember all the grandchildren.
I have a hard time calling my own.
Looks like you got a great grandchild.
Yeah, you see one with real parky. That's how their leaders pack their kids.
They want them too,
kind of. Ronnie is the oldest though in that family.
That's Sam. What was her name?
Clara.
Another Clara. A lot of Claras in your family.
My wife's sister named Clara. And it started from that auntie of mine. Come from Quebec with that white man, 98. Her name is Dalla. They must have called her Clara then, because every time we got Dalek, they call him Clara, English name. I couldn't remember because she died while I didn't know how big I was. I got caught in outside or someplace, maybe. Tom Pearson, Dalek's daughter. 1910, I think. Mrs. Howard, that's Judge Howard's wife. They raised her when the mother died, you see. Tom Peterson didn't know what Kent's. He didn't want to send him out. But when she got old enough to go to school, then they sent her out. No, I think it's later than that. Because she's quite a young woman then. Yeah, let's see what else we'll do. When you finish this family, then we can go back to this. Coming down from Bell's, yet with Raph, you know.
Parents, 98, what happened? Why came? What's the story? Have they told you?
Oh, yeah. Why did your parents come to Alatna in 98?
I noticed easier living, more game to hunt.
Kobuk was, there wasn't much game there then.
Hmm?
When, where they came from, there wasn't.
Well, enough. Too many people down there, I guess. Mm-hmm. Over here, Akibas and not here too, you see. They're down Arctic City and so forth. Big Lake, that's all. Nobody here, Alatna. No Akabasan up Alatna fishing. Lots of room there.
Did they bring any people with them?
Yeah, lots of people. Other people. Lots of other people.
From their home?
Like Tinook and Tuwak, you know. Like the Sams, two brothers. Delay you can cover.
30 minutes one side.
Oh, you stopped for a while ago. Since you started?
No.
Was it hard for your parents when they first came over? Because it was new country and everything?
Yeah, on account of language, I guess, that's all. Easy living. Lots of rabbits. Lots of fish.
Did their friends come at the same time as them?
Almost.
Did they come first?
Almost. Before us, my grandparents had to move over first. That's how the younger people come over. The more people find easy living. All they have to do is go down, get seal oil, and these muckrack things, you know. Otherwise, they could, I don't know what they get up a land. Bear and sheep, plenty of it when I was raising. All these hills, was, you can just go out and spot bear quick. Not now. We miss our bear quite a while. We didn't know what, how they die off or stop out. I think it's fire. Stop bears growing, see?
When was the fire?
We had fire every summer. Just 2-3 summer in succession. Just like a flood. Just if you go up in the air, you see all our trees like this, no spruce. This what you see is, we got fire line around it. That's how they save it, you see. Same way across there. Fire line across there too.
Did you have any favorite stories that your mother or father told you?
Yeah, we had lots of what you call fairy tales. Mm-hmm. It's just like you, comic or real life story. I think what happened. Because we are Eskimos. There's some Nunavut up here. And some on the coast. You know, they don't visit every year. But these old people know they raised their grandson or something. After that man could be a full man, you know. One guy I'll tell, he started from Nunavut, or above, further above, I guess. From Caldwell, let me say. But his grandfather pointed him, pointed his son. They know the sun, moon, stars. Whenever they wake up, when it's clear, night time, they know how long more daylight, you know, by the stars. It comes from east. They know when to get up. If they got a long walk, or a long way to hunt, they start while it's dark. Well, this young man, he trained him. This old man must be skookum, you know, with rocks. Rock getting bigger. He played trick with him, you know. Pretty that young man getting muscle. He know it. And he watch him hunt. No more danger for him to get killed by bear. Bear. And so is moose. Caribou and sheep is different. these two bear and moose when they're in heat, you know. The danger. You gotta give you a good shot even right now for moose in the fall. That's why they got this season wrong time for us. Our meat get poor when they want us to kill moose. We should kill our moose before they rot. Is that what you call? Yeah. When you get them while they're rotting, hard eating too, to make you sick and poor. I got some out there. After it's not too fat already, you can look at that meat. We could eat it just that way right now, without cooking. Half dried. Well, this guy, when he gets over the divide, he stands on a knoll or something, not on top of the big mountain. His grandpa tell him which way to go, you know. But as soon as he see man or two that were trees, these spruce trees, he turned this person. He comes to first one talking, you know. He left his arrow and spear, I think. Got him, roll him around and he pull him out. That's how strong he is, you see. Then pretty soon he find out he's in big timber way down John River. No person yet that could talk back in. He finally get tired rustling. Them trees get big, too tall. Then he started to think, that's not person. It's like things, so you know. And then the way he hit first person. Well, he don't want to kill nobody. He just want to know if somebody will knock him over. That's what he look for. Who is stronger than him. Pretty soon, they talk by motion, you know. When they don't kill each other with bow and arrow, then this guy pointed at something. Where it said, he said, lots of people down there. He talk. Maybe you hear it. Sure enough, when he hit Kuvak, he heard them people talk. He understand part of it anyway. So he said, all he wants is rustling, who'll knock him down. Nobody did, he's too strong. So they send him down to Kotzebue. Kotzebue at that time yet, it's a place where they gather. All around the coast, you know. Anybody that can travel, walk, boat or canoe. That's where the trade is. Trading and tricks. It's not only wrestling, it's foot raising. That football game I talk about. Lots of kind of game. Older people know how to get food ready before all the gathering. They know, they go buy plants. When beers start to get ripe, that's when people start to come from all over. So they're ready for it, you know. And these that come bring food to what they got from their own. Because I got to jump way down a little before white people. There was some ship already, but not 98 yet. Mother was young. Her uncle tell him, she got somebody over. Told me, I didn't know which one. Maybe a small one or a big one. If you can pick the spruce gum, they come like this lollipop candy you got. It all shapes them, just like get them on the toe, nuts, you know. Somebody start drinking clear, but the color of my water pale there. Oh, that butter can. Some clear like that glass, you couldn't chew, it's too sticky. But that's the kind we use for cuts, you know. But it got turpentine like, these gum out we got, these trees we got. I should bring that little tree back here, or that or not there in the river. When it gets, you know, that clear thing steadily got, you can't touch it, it just stretch, can't break. That's what we learn how to put in our cut.
We should do that tomorrow.
Huh?
We should do that. We should bring some of that in.
Not to me, but I know what to do, yeah.
Just to look at.
Some of our kids gotta know. Take like this tree, just split on there, some inside gum. That's the best. That's pure, that one. Clean. Well, Mama go down with that wealthy man I talked about yesterday. Raleigh Jim Stat. When he gets down there, it never take long. You see, people come from that island now. Hard to understand, Mother say. Too much twist. That's that language you could hear over Nome right now. You know that Carl Avignon? That priest from over there? He heard in KGNP once in a while. Whenever he come, he could have that transmitter and preach to us in our language, you know. His father claimed he descended from Kubik. He was adopted over that way. But he raised with that different language, but he got some of our language. That's why I could listen to him easy. I saw him 2 years ago. When I go to this, what do you call it? This French church gathering.
A Quaker meeting?
Quarterly meeting, there it is. This year they're going to meet in Kivalina, I think. That's when I intend to go down. Lots of morale to mind down that way, you know. Or it's this way. Not this way, this way. So, one little old man did tell Mama to go see that one. She got that little bag of spruce gum. She tell me she steal, but that's what that man bit, you see. Yeah, you take one out, you take another one out. That's where his granddaughter over there, he promised her to stay home. She wanted to come too, but dangerous in that open sea. too far from land to land. See? Then he started a bit. Mama says he had to carry and somebody help her carry her earning. Just with that little bag of gum. That much, that's what I was going to buy. Little old man. The men were holding here. That's why I want to find Dad's picture. He wear them, you know. They got ornament one day for big parties.
What kind of ornament?
Like this, my percolator top. They would bid plenty for that. You know, once they squeeze it in there, it'll stay there. Until you hang like this, you see. Good thing he's not taking pictures. Two rich men try to beat each other. They got them fancy ivory or, and them white man beats green. That's what we find in artifacts yet. Beach is plenty well for this land, natives, you know. Yeah, I don't know what they would do at this school now. If they see it. Early times, very few white men wear them decoration, you know. Like that gold watch, gold chain. But lots of them didn't mind, lots of gold up here. Show us. But they get themselves, you know, they save some. Let the jeweler put them together so they'll wear it across their vest.
Whatever happened to that guy that was rustling in those trees?
Russell? Well, when he got to cut the view,
yeah.
Nobody beat him yet. But he's back peeling off, so they have to stop. They wear that skin off. Get raw. He gets sick now. But medicine people can doctor that easy. But they quit rustling. But they call him winner, you see. Nobody knock him down. When he go back, they got the story. If you read Nunamid, I think it's in there. You know that book? I got it someplace, but I don't know where to take it out. One sweet go up there, live with them 2 or 3 years up here to write that book.
So what happened after your mother? Had her spruce gum?
Get that thing. You know, when she take it back to her uncle, she tell him, he want to give me some, I tell him, no more. She do this. And she walk out, she say, leave some things. But her buddy from Kutcherview, I guess, was there, and she grabbed him. Help her pack the rest. She can't carry it all. Lots of things she get. It's all that man wants. He don't want no fox skin or nothing. Until he came to buy it, it's got to be. And mother had it. Young woman had it. He said, my granddaughter must be your age too. She's a near woman. You know, take like this Susie over here. She'll be, she's owned up. She might come over pretty soon. Oh, yesterday. This one old woman down Kovac, she passed away. her daughter is up Vattles, Frank DeBuck's wife. Bill, he worked for this. Where you see him? You know good Vattles, yet, eh?
No.
Bill Sam is one of Elmer's. Son is working up Vattles all summer, all winter now. He said he's going to quit in April, I think. Good job. But he said, no, he loved to travel. Your traveling story, I like that. He said, like Harding, you know. He traveled when he worked for FAA. Right after school, he stationed down Galena. How many years he worked down there. Got to keep him away from this Vietnam anyway.
What do you think about the different kinds of jobs that the young people have?
Well, it's good. I told them, like Frank Sam, he had this, what Billy's working on. Well, these guys started work for Pipeline. They're getting $11, $12 an hour. See, I tell him, your job paying $5 or $6, I say, that's the best one. You got big family, you don't pay much income tax, you know. That's the one bother has, income tax. Like when I worked for CAA up there once, I didn't understand what that guy was saying. Riding away. Well, that job was just 1 week. I earned lots of money, but government take big piece out of it. Income tax, see? The next time when I go to work, I tell them, I got big family. That stay home. Not under 18 yet. So I don't pay too much till they all leave me. Right now I pay plenty when I go firefighting. But they tell me I can earn, how much now? $2,700 without paying income tax. Didn't even bother my Social Security. After that, then I'll pay income tax. Or they would stop this Social Security. I know what they're doing now. See that guy over there? Somebody wants 100 pounds of gravel.
Yeah.
They're going to get out for him now.
100 pounds of gravel in the winter.
Well, that's all right. But why, Army, Air Force, or who's going to take over?
Yeah.
The state couldn't make a new field. So Army said they'll take it. But they want a sample of this gravel we got, 100 pounds of it. This one right there. If we look down, maybe there'll be another one way down, or up this way. Or up this way, you see.
Well,
I just shake my head myself.
You know, there's kids these days, that like your grandchildren, they're doing a lot of different things that you didn't do because everything's changed.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, that's one thing I... As soon as I can get a job, I take my job, you know. I don't care what the wages is. As long as I can bring food or money so my kids could get close, you know. There's one thing that's hard to get close. They cost too much, even right now.
You had to spend most of your money on clothes?
No. Food just costs more now if I had somebody to feed, you know. But they come in and eat, I don't care. Because I get check every month. I have to use that up. Like one of these teachers, Jack, you'll see him sometime. He stay here with me whenever he come. He teaches of some kind. He buy food. He watch what kind of grub I got. He got that kind. Bring it in for me. But he loved my sourdough hot cake.
Do you make those every day? Do you make those every morning?
Not every morning. This morning I had cereal. That mother's oats there. That one. When I ate it, it used lots of milk.
Yesterday you said that you order your food from town?
Town, not sometime. In Battle's Trading Post. You'll see that one up there. That's where you'll find lots of masks, foot gear, hat, mitts, made around here.
Do you write a letter when you order your food?
Yeah, I generally do, yeah. Mm-hmm. But some people order it through that phone.
Oh.
Across there.
When did you start buying more store-bought food?
I don't know what year I would say. My parents didn't have much, you know. But Shaggy Sugar was last mama whole year. Dad don't use sugar. He don't use coffee. He didn't like it. He was a working man, 98, he used to laugh. He said, right now he can fill his stomach up with that crumb. But that time he said, that salt and pepper, too much. So when they come to fish camp, they bought trade food for fish, because natives didn't know what money is. They like knife. If they got lots of knife, they can get lots of things for themselves. Boots for winter, you know. And that's it. They got big plate them days. Tin. That aluminum right there, something like that, you know. I think what you call it, pipe plate right now. They had that kind. They give them that much beans, but they hardly touch it. And that coffee is too strong. Tea, well, he take that little easier. So he stick to tea all his life. I never see him drink coffee. Mama have coffee. One can would last her so long. 1 pound, you know.
How old were your parents when they died? How long did they live?
Mother was past 90, I'm sure. She was still strong yet when she had accident. I was out working again, summer, August. My grandchildren, Kitty was the boss, and they never wake up when she go out, you know. Pretty soon they start to stay all day with grandma. With grandma. They had the daughter, Frank's wife down there. And Dad would say, "What you looking for, Grandma?" They say. Oh, she say, "I get up late too, but I thought I heard her voice," she say. When Mother tumbled down that hill, she must have hollered while before she hit them rocks. That's how she died. Knocking her brain. She was old, but she was cooking yet. She never go out unless she finished a piece of stick of wood like this. Or go down the bank, get a can of water. She want to live yet, you see. That's why she tell me, "Don't take things free." Like I'm getting check free now, she would ball me out, you see. She tell me to work for what I got.